Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and part-time pop critic, James Lampkin, ready to quiz you on everything in the world of music. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Play the game your way. You can do this alone, together, or against one another. Our 3 rounds today will be the year 2011, cover songs, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn more about pop history and share your scores with other players. I love to see everyone who plays Pop Puzzle Trivia all around the world. And today's shout out goes to our players in Charlotte, USA. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout or repeat sections if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we are taking the time machine back to the year 2011. To paint the picture, Beyoncé had just announced to the world that she was pregnant, and the final Harry Potter film had hit cinemas. We have 5 questions for you about the music news from the year 2011. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Here are the questions. Question 1. Concluding in July 2011 was the 360 Tour, at the time, the biggest tour of all time by which Irish band? Question 2. In July 2011, which British singer passed away at the age of 27, having only released 2 albums? Question 3. In April 2011, the first season of which singing TV competition debuted on US television? Question 4. In October 2011, which member of the Beatles got married for a third time? Question 5. The biggest selling album of 2011 was which album by British singer Adele? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is cover songs. Sometimes a song is so good that it becomes a hit across multiple generations. You're going to receive clues about songs that were hits more than once on the charts thanks to covers. For each clue, we'll tell you a bit about the song and the artists who had a hit with it. There is 1 point available for each song title that you can correctly guess. Here are the clues. Question 6. This track, about an automobile, was a hit for Tracy Chapman in 1988, Jonas Blue in 2015, and again for Luke Combs in 2023. Question 7. This new wave track was a hit for the band Talk Talk in 1984, before later becoming a hit for No Doubt in 2003. Question 8. This romantic ballad was a hit for Dolly Parton in 1974 and 1982, before it became a hit for Whitney Houston in 1992. Question 9. Elvis had a hit with this ballad in 1961 after it featured in his film Blue Hawaii. It then became a number one hit for UB40 in 1993. Question 10. This groveling song was a hit for the Four Seasons in 1967, Madcon in 2007, and also Maneskin in 2021. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round 3.
Round 3 is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music star, as each clue will reveal more information. The sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you can get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you can get it on the final clue. Who am I? Clue number 1. I was born on October 16th, 1977, in Connecticut, USA. Clue 2. As a young man, I became interested in the guitar after watching the film Back to the Future, and I took a particular interest in blues music. Towards the end of high school, I began playing gigs in local venues and enrolled at the Berklee College of Music. Clue 3. My college education didn't last that long. I soon departed to seek my musical career in Atlanta. Eventually, I signed a record deal and released my debut album, Room for Squares, in 2001. Clue 4. My soft rock sound became popular at radio and spurred millions in album sales. This led to my first Grammy Award in 2003 for the song Your Body is a Wonderland. Clue 5. I have had romantic relationships with many celebrities, including Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, Jessica Simpson, and Jennifer Aniston. My biggest hit singles include New Light, Waiting on the World to Change, and Gravity. That's all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after the break to reveal all of the answers. And we are back. Time to tally your score, starting with the music news of the year 2011. Question 1. U2. The 360 tour, which used a unique 360-degree view stage, sold more tickets and made more money than any tour before it. Question 2. Amy Winehouse. Question 3. The Voice. It has since had over 25 seasons. Question 4. Paul McCartney. He wed his third wife, Nancy Shevel, and have been together since. Question 5. 21 by Adele. It is believed to have sold over 30 million copies. Continuing on to round 2, cover songs. You were trying to identify the titles of some songs that have been hits for more than one artist. The correct answers are... Question 6. Fast Car by Tracy Chapman, Jonas Blue, and Luke Combs. Question 7, It's My Life by Talk Talk and No Doubt. Question 8, I Will Always Love You by Dolly Parton and Whitney Houston. Question 9, I Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley and UB40. Question 10, Beggin' by The Four Seasons, Madcon and Maneskin. For our final round today, you were trying to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was John Mayer. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you needed. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow us on Instagram, at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can jump on there now and let us know what score you got for this episode. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin, that is me, and we hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.